Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, the guy who's been doing post-game shows for, 31 years here on The Fan?
Something like that.
Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. What's up, Timmy?
Hi, Al.
What's happening? Hey, boys. You know, the lack of a World Series ring means that it will be that much sweeter when it does get here. See that?
Well, I always ask you this, Tim. Will we see a World Series championship in our lifetime?
Yes. Yeah, we will. And Stearns, if you just look at a big picture view, this dude is well on his way, guys. You know that. I mean, he's made a couple of mistakes and along the way, but they all do. And he really is on par, man, so quickly that they are competing at a high level. And you just imagine what's going to happen in the next year, 2, 3 to 5, somewhere in there. I think it's coming. I do. He's well on his way.
Tim, what team will win a world a championship in the state first here? 799-1250.
No, what's the question?
What's the question, Timmy? You mentioned David Stearns, and there was a guy that came up to Chuck yesterday at Miller Park and said, you guys don't criticize Stearns enough on the show. And I think that Stearns has had a lot of good moves, and we were going through them a little earlier. We were saying Christian Yelich. We were saying Lorenzo Cain. We were saying bringing in, you know, Mike Moustakas and Grandal on these deals. And we went through a lot of moves, and there was one thing they all had in common. None of them were pitchers. It seems like for as well as he's able to find talent, acquire talent, pay for talent on the offensive side, the pitching has just been like patchwork for the last 4 years, and now you're at a case where I don't even know what the five-man rotation looks like because you've got guys who came up here in Gio Gonzalez to be a Band-Aid. Now you need Band-Aids for him. We're going to see Jimmy Nelson tonight. At some point, I would like to see the pitching be less of a mystery and more of a consistent five-man unit that you can rely on, but it just doesn't seem like they're ever going to get there.
Yeah, it's funny you guys mentioned that, Chuck, and it's funny that someone approaches you last night. It's exactly what came up on the show last night, and that is the pitching. To me, it seems messy is a strong word, but it does seem a little messy, guys. It does, with a couple of guys that, you know, go onto the injured list with, is it a break? Is it a, you know, recess period? I mean, some tend to think so, and you know, it's Freddy Peralta. What's he going to do? Are you a long-term starter with him? It does seem a little scattered, for sure. But it did last year, too, guys. And that's what I'm going to just rest on, is that it did seem a little messy at times last year. So they got it done last year and got it done in terms of as deep as they went. When you talk about Stearns, yes, he has made mistakes. And I think to this very minute in time, there's two big mistakes that he's made. And one may have been out of his control. Let's start with the coaching staff. You were on the doorstep of the World Series last year. How in the world an organization like this that was right there, bring the band back together. These guys are going to have success. Get as many of these guys back together as you can. And that includes the coaching staff. You let your hitting coach, your pitching coach, your bullpen coach just scatter for the doors. It was like it was a fire drill. I'm still concerned about that. We don't really know. Now, again, the Derek Johnson thing may have been out of his control. I understand that, and I'll consider that. But in terms of what we know, that to me was a head-scratcher. It was. Number two, a big mistake. And I was concerned about it coming into the season. A team, again, poised to take the next step into the World Series. You break out of camp. You break out of camp with three, not one, not two, but three young starters, three-fifths of your rotation. Do you think the odds of that were going to be successful? what were the odds of all three at Woodruff, Peralta, and Burns all having success coming out of the chute the first year that they're going to get 20 to 33 starts? Those are the two biggest mistakes that Stearns has made, in my opinion. However, he's made far more good decisions over those years, too. So it does minimize that damage a little bit. But there's two right there, guys.
There seems to be, as we talk with Tim Allen, Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Milhockey.
That's right.
Okay, there we go. There seems to be and I haven't been able to find the right way to phrase this, but there seems to be some sort of, maybe it's arrogance with the Brewers over the last few years, or some sort of, and that might be too strong of a word, but some sort of like bravado that we have a way.
You want that though, Bart, don't you?
What's that?
Don't you want that though?
I mean,
you play with the big boys,
but
they have a little swagger to you.
They seem to like, we don't need a real pitching staff to win. Okay, there's that. And then there's things will always work out for us. Keston here ends up getting demoted because of that strategy. It just seems like they try to do, and this is where I can't find the right phrase for it. They try to be like above the rest of the league in a way, and I don't necessarily always think that it's right. Like Keston here should be up here at this time, but the Brewers never want to lose anybody in any way, and they don't want to send down a veteran in the minor leagues to, you know, hurt feelings or whatever. And then with the pitching, it's like, oh no, we don't need to bring Wade Miley back. We don't need to trade for somebody. We'll do it our way. It just seems like, yeah, that worked last year to get to the NLCS, but one, you fell short of the World Series, and two, I think that it worked almost in spite of that. I don't know that the Brewers' way of doing things is the best way for them to do things. And that's where I'm trying to have a hard time finalizing what I'm trying to say, if that makes sense to you.
No, it does. And I asked Craig Counsell that a couple of months ago in Arizona. Was your pitching strategy based on your pitching strategy? Is that the code that you've cracked in Major League Baseball? Or is it based on you have to do it this way because of your personnel? And Craig Counsell leaned toward the personnel. He did say, you know, again, on the fence a little bit, said it's both for sure, but the answer was it leans more toward the personnel. Anybody can roll out Max Scherzer every 5 days. They just don't have that luxury quite yet. I'm sure they wouldn't have this strategy if they did have a stud or two up there. Now we're seeing things level off. Maybe Davies, maybe Woodruff are those guys that we're not going to, you know, get your magical 17 outs, 5 2/3 innings pitched, and then go to a pen. The pen is not the pen of last year either. So you do have a challenge in front of you this year, and it's pitching. We asked last night on the show, I mean, where's the biggest room for improvement? Starting pitching, bullpen, the offense, or just the names on the backs of the jerseys? And really, most people had said that it's starting pitching. So, Bart, you're onto something there with the starting pitching. But that is compounded by a pen that's nowhere near last year. They're going to have to figure something out. Taylor Williams, ERA, north of 12. Corbin Burns still can't get on a run to get the ERA consistently down each time out. And he's now reapproaching 10. They're going to have to figure something out both sides. It does come down to pitching.
I mean, their relief corps. I mean, we talk about the pitching staff. Starting pitching staff, he didn't put together. The bullpen, he's done a nice job putting together the bullpen. We're just starting to wait for those results because the guys like Claudio have not delivered. See, I mean, they're just in a unique spot this year. I mean, how many contending teams have to roll out three unproven guys into their starting rotation because they say the time is now for those guys? But this is where the Brewers are because they're just not going to go out and pay a lot of money for big-time starting pitching. They invested most of their money in offense.
No, and that's why they lean on, you know, one of the spots in that rotation last year, a Wade Miley. Find it. You know, this year they attempted a potential Josh Tomlin, and we all know how that worked out. And then mid-season or mid to this point, Gio Gonzalez. So they have to be prudent, and they got to get lucky a little bit. Let's face it. Wade Miley, who'd have thought last year coming into that season would have done what he did? Gio Gonzalez down the stretch last year, and then even this year, he's been good. He's been really good. So Unfortunately, they have to rely on that. But you would think, you know, Jimmy Nelson, the homegrown dude. Brandon Woodruff, homegrown dude. You would think one of those guys, not just those two names, but other names that may pop up. Find one, man. Find that anchor. Find that guy. And they just haven't yet.
What do you, as you bring him up there, I mean, what is your expectation, desire, hope for Jimmy Nelson? Because I still won't believe he's pitching until he's pitching. I still fear that, like, something's going to happen in warm-ups where he can't go, or, you know, his car will break down on the way to the stadium tonight or something.
Yeah, it really is kind of a cool story when you think about it. I underestimated the story a little bit when they announced that he was going to start. And it's like, okay, yeah, Jimmy's back. But then you think about it, you talk about it. It really is an amazing story and a non-pitching injury. So you didn't really have any sort of clarification or verification of what it would take, how long it would be. You do have to, and you know, not, obviously not paid by the Brewers, and not to sound like the biggest Brewer honk, but you do have to credit the perseverance of that organization to kind of hang with that, the training staff, all of that. We'll see if that pays off. I want to see him pitch. I still want to win a baseball game, and obviously they do too, but It kind of is cool. It's almost a 2-year run for that dude, and he was good. 12-6 in 17 with a 3.4 earned run average, and his numbers, quite frankly, aren't that bad in the minors here this year in 4 appearances, 3.74. It looks like he's gonna. If you're rolling out there, Freddie Peralta's and Chase Anderson's, don't tell me Jimmy Nelson, after this comeback, can't perform at that level or better.
Well, we hope, because we've seen guys who've tried to come back from that kind of injury and have failed miserably and are the shell of the pitcher that he is. And Miller Park, you can't. That's a tough place to make your first start after 2 years. Miller Park, because where mistakes go out easily at Miller Park.
They do, and he's going to, hey, if he's ready to go, we would expect that he's going to perform at a high level. Don't bring him back if your goal is to, hey man, our expectations are if he can get through, you know, get into the fifth maybe, 4 2/3, a 3-run. I don't want those goals. I really don't. I expect him, if they're ready to turn him loose, turn him loose. 7 innings, a couple of runs. Why wouldn't you expect that? But again, overall, pretty damn cool story. It kind of is. Don't underrate it. It's 2 years of a guy that has worked his tail off to get where he's at. And then throw in, guys, you got to throw in the human part of it too. With the there was some medical issues with his newborn twins, and there's still some hospital stays for those guys. And yeah, it's just kind of cool. It is, and maybe it'll lighten the mood a little bit after a 16-zip, you know, debacle last night.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. You'll hear him again tonight after Jimmy Nelson takes the mound for the Brewers. The other big news this week, of course, and we alluded to it, but Keston Hira down, Travis Shaw up. Was there anything else the Brewers could have or should have done to keep Hira up here at the big league level? Because I know that you know, we were upset about it, and a lot of people upset about that one.
Well, the lay of the land, you guys know it as well as anybody. You were going to have to make a tough cut. You want to be impressive with the dagger, release Jesus Aguilar. That would have been big. Eric Thames, work something out with him where, you know, you pay him off or something to exercise an option that he does have, but he's got to clear it. Send down Ben Gamel. There's your boy, Chuck. Maybe Ben Gamel. He's got an option left.
Yeah. Well, he's yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
It could have been. And they could have made that tough decision. And I believe fully that Travis Shaw has earned this right. And the best this team can be is to have Travis Shaw return to what he is, and I'm convinced he will, and then spike in Keston Hira when that opportunity comes. Not necessarily for Shaw, but things can happen. HP, there's you know, that option. There's Moustakas in the hand, and you know, who, any number of things could happen. Maybe it's a trade at the big league level. Someone, there is some value with Jesus Aguilar. There still is. So I just think, big picture, I think Travis Shaw getting back to what he is most beneficial, and then spiking.
And I back to Gamble. I take some criticism on that. He's batting 255, better than we thought. Okay, I mean 255. I mean he's not competing for a batting title anytime soon. The strikeout totals are a little high for a fourth outfielder. He's got 46 Ks in 137 at bats. That's just way too high. Although he's a plus outfielder, but it's not like I think Ben. As I said before, has exceeded expectations because I set the bar low for him to begin with.
Well, I think it's more than that, and I'm a Ben Gamble kind of guy. He plays.
You're like the Ben Gamble
the
of the fan.
I mean, he plays the game the way it's just D in the dirt type of player, man. Tough at bat. You're right, Chuck. He's really good defensively, but. And the 255 is just low because just as of late, you know, a bad little stretch here. And consider this, that you know, you can't measure him like a starter's numbers. Because coming off the bench, as you know, is a big-time challenge. I'm overjoyed with what he's provided. He is exactly what they needed in the fourth outfield spot.
Tim, appreciate it. Have a good day. We will listen to you tonight on the post-game show as we do every night. Chuck and I... both pull up the radio.com app and then kind of like fangirl during your shows. We text each other back and forth about the funny and smart things you say. So we'll continue to do that tonight.
Jimmy Nelson night tonight.
Thanks, Timmy.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it.
Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Perkins has been around for about 60 years as well, and right now it is strawberry festival time. It is spring at Perkins, and you know what that means? Strawberries.
God, am I hungry right about now.
Well, how about you leave, go to Perkins, I'll do the rest of the show.
Oh, okay. I'm serious. I'd be up for that.
Okay.
And I'll be
that
back.
Just shows that you're not committed to your job, but that's fine.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, of course I'm committing. I'm committing to... you know, put some revenue, further revenue in the Perkins. They could buy more commercial, make you more money.
It's not what it's about, Freems. It's about delicious food.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll get two breakfasts.
Will you get the fresh strawberry croissant French toast and strawberry buttermilk pancake platter?
I think June is made for strawberries.
It is the strawberry festival, as you know, I've been telling you. And maybe if you go after work, you'll be hungry for a salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, feta cheese on crisp garden greens.
Do you ever do that at the doubleheader? I mean, where you have an order of, you get a breakfast, and then it's so good, about halfway through, the waitress will come and say, hey, how are things going? You say, I'd like another.
Yeah, and they like think you're joking.
No.
No, I'm not joking,
no,
ma'am.
No.
This was very good. I want more.
Sure.
I've done that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. And then you pound the second one, too.
And then you ask for a third.
Well, I never got that far yet, but I've done the second. I've done the round two, 8 pieces of toast. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, they'll let you eat as many meals as you want in one sitting at Perkins all throughout the greater Milwaukee area. We've got your chance to win Summerfest tickets today and tickets to see the Violent Femmes tomorrow at the Riverside. Ask us anything. We do it every Wednesday around 8:45, but there are so many good questions, so we want to try to get them all in today that we'll answer some next, and then we'll answer some again in the next hour. Plus next hour, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Very, very different sort of aura to Aaron Rodgers this year. I wonder why. Maybe it's the coaching change has something to do with it. It's Chuck and Winkler. Ask us anything next.
Sports. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.